It's running. Yo, fuck you, Kanye, first and foremost, for making me do this shit, motherfucker. I had to throw everybody out the motherfucking room because they don't fucking.
I'd like to propose a toast. I said toast, motherfucker. La 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 la. And I am. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol for the Mr. Rockefeller. So get your ass up off the wall. The all around the world digital underground pock. The Rudolph, the red nosed reindeer of the rock. I take my chain, my 15 seconds of fame, and come back next year with the whole fucking game. Ain't nobody expect Kanye to end up on top. They expected that college dropout to drop and it flop. Then maybe he stopped saving all the good beats for himself. Rockefeller's only niggas that help. My money was thinner than Sean Paul goatee hair. Now John Paul goatee air, cologne fill the air. Yeah, they say he bougie, he big headed. Would you please stop talking about how my dickhead is? Flow infectious, give me 10 seconds. I have a buzz bigger than insects in Texas. It's funny how wasn't nobody interested till the night I almost killed myself in Lexus. Now I am. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol for the Mr. Rockefeller. So get your ass up off the wall. Now is Kanye the most overlooked? Yes, sir. Now is Kanye the most overbooked? Yes, sir. Do the fans want the feeling of a Tribe Called Quest? But all they got left is this guy called West. That'll take freeway, throw him on tracks with most death. You call him Quali or Quayle, I put him on songs with Jay-Z. I'm the Gap like Banana Republic and Old Navy. And ooh, it come out sweeter than Old Sadie. Nice as Bum B when I met him at the Source Awards. Girl he had with him ass coulda won the Horse Awards. And I was almost famous. Now everybody love Kanye, I'm almost raining. Some say he arrogant, can y'all blame him? It was straight embarrassing how y'all played him. Last year shopping my demo, I was trying to shine. Every motherfucker told me that I couldn't rhyme. Now I can let these dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use my arrogance as a steam to power my dreams. I use it as my gas, so they say that I'm gassed. But without it, I'll be last, so I ought to last. So I don't listen to the suits behind the desk no more. You niggas wear suits cause you can't dress no more. You can't say shit to Kanye West no more. I rock 20,000 people, I was just on tour, nigga. I'm kind of Louis Vuitton Don. Bought my mom a purse, now she Louis Vuitton mom. I ain't played a hand, I was dealt, I changed my cars. I prayed to the skies and I changed my stars. I went to the malls and I balled too hard. Oh my God, is that a black card? I turned around and replied, why yes, but I prefer the term African American Express. Brains, power, and muscle like Dame, Puffy, and Russell. Your boy back on his hustle, you know what I've been up to. Killing y'all niggas on that lyrical shit. Mayonnaise, color bins, I push miracle whips. And I am. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol for my niggas. So get your ass up off the wall. Oh. So this A&R of a Rockefeller named Hip Hop picked the truth beat for Beanie. You know, I was in a session with him, I had my demo with me, you know, like I always do. I played the song, he's like, who's that spitting? I'm like, it's me. He's like, oh, okay. He started talking to me on the phone, going back and forth, just asking me to send him beats. And I think he's trying to get into managing producers because he had this other kid named Just Blaze he was messing with. And he was friends with my mentor, No ID. And No ID told him, look, man, if you want to mess with Kanye, you got to tell him that
tell
he's
like rap.
Also, I don't know if he's gassing me or that, but he's like, you want to manage me as a rapper and a producer. So I'm like, oh, shit. I was messing with D-Dot also. People like this talking about the Ghost production, but that's how I got in the game. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, after they picked that Truth beat, I was figuring I was going to get some more work. But shit just wasn't popping off like that. I was staying in Chicago. I had my own apartment. And I'll be doing, like, just beats for local acts just to try to keep the lights on and be able to go out and buy, get a Pelly off layaway, get some Jordans or something, get a Technomarine. That's what we wore back then. I made this one beat.
I spit up this Harold Melvin sample. I played it for Hip over the phone. He was like, oh, yo, that shit is crazy. Jay might want it for this compilation album he doing called A Dynasty. And at that time, like, the drums really wasn't sounding right to me. So I went and, I was listening to Dre, Chronic 2001 at that time. And really, I just, like, bit the drums off Explosive and put it, like, with a sped up sample. And now it's kind of like my whole style where it started, when you rapped on This Can't Be Life. Now it's, like, really the first beat of that kind that was on a Dynasty album. I can say that was the resurgence of the soul sound. You know, I got to come in and track the beat. And at that time, I was still with my other management. I really wanted to roll with hip-hop. Because I just needed some fresh air, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been there for a while. I appreciate what they did for me. But, you know, it's a time in every man's life where you got to make a change.